In the 1640s, mineral springs on Sydenham Common were discovered to contain medicinal qualities on a par with Epsom salt, named for a bit of saline spring at Epsom in Surrey. The salts form during the summer as London clay near the surface dries and shrinks to produce a network of open cracks. Rain penetrates and reacts with the clay to produce a magnesium sulfate, a long-known natural remedy for a number of ailments, including constipation. It did not take long for enterprising locals to open up 12 springs and offer accommodation and hospitality at cottages just outside the northeast corner of today's park. It is said that the mineral water was liberally mixed with brandy to make the foul-tasting water palatable, and entertainment was also provided. Wells Cottage, that stood on the junction of Wells Park Road and Oxford Avenue, was one of these establishments. It not only survived until 1941, when it was hit by a V1 bomb, but was occupied continuously by the same family for over 200 years. If you follow my Chislehurst Caves time trail, you'll discover the lengths that some Londoners went to avoid the Blitz. When travel writer Daniel Defoe passed through in 1720, he commented about the unruly and riotous crowds that thronged here from London each summer, noting with a sneer that while the nobility and gentry go to Tunbridge Wells and the merchants and rich citizens visit Epsom to take the waters, it was the common people that chiefly frequented Sydenham Wells. That didn't stop at least one visit by King George III in 1792. However, it is rumoured a band played outside the cottage he stayed in to drown out his curses as he drank the bitter tonic. Did the health tourist wrongly assume that the king's mad behaviour was a result of the water? Perhaps not. When the common fell foul of the 1810 Enclosure Act, the spa had already ceased to be regarded as a fashionable resort. In any case, the spas were only a summer event. During winter, the clay swell, the cracks seal, and the water flows over the surface. You may notice areas of the grass can get quite muddy in winter today. The slab of serpentinite rock above the grill at this point, commemorating the spa era, has no link to the story. It possibly came from the Alps, and when fresh, was an attractive, sparkly green colour. From here, you may retrace your steps back to Sydenham Hill Station, or continue along the green chain walk to Crystal Palace Park for some rather intriguing rock formations that are not quite what they seem.